in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
From the studios of the Radio Amateur Information Network, I'm Will Rogers, K5WLR, with this rain report.
One of the most popular Dayton Hamvention forums is Carol Perry WB2MGP's Youth Forum, which features young hams under the age of 19 telling their ham radio stories. This year, the Youth Forum celebrated its 30th anniversary with the viewing of a video compiled by LATV producer John Amadeo, NN6JA, producer of TV's Last Man Standing. There is some incidental music that we have edited out as best we can. The following are audio excerpts from that video.
Hi, my name is Mary Alestra, KB2IGG, and I just want to say congratulations to Mrs. Perry and to the Hamvention and to the Youth Forum on its 30th anniversary. It really is a very exciting occasion. Ham radio has been such an important part of my life ever since I was introduced to it when I was 11 years old in Mrs. Perry's class. It was something that really opened up so many worlds for me and just really brought alive many of the things I had been learning in school, including geography and electronics and science, and really gave me a chance to connect and meet with new people, which is just such a great skill to have throughout life. I went on to become Young Ham of the Year in 1990. I started a ham radio club in my high school and my college, Cooper Union, which was a really exciting way for me to connect with other people and introduce them to a hobby that had meant so much to me. I really do think that my decision to study engineering in college had a lot to do with the background that I got from ham radio and preparing for the license exams. I'm now a lawyer in New York, working for New York State. It's a job that requires me to be networking and speaking in public on a regular basis. And it's something I think that ham radio really encouraged me to develop these types of skills at a young age. So I'm sure that it's continuing to have an impact in the work that I've chosen to do today. Of course, my work involves public service, which is something that ham radio always emphasized and which really always drew me to it. So I just want to say again how important I think ham radio continues to be, even in this day and age of smartphones and the internet. I think there's no substitute for the skills and the connection and the community that it fosters. And that's why I'm so excited to congratulate the Hamvention and the Youth Forum on its 30th anniversary. All the best.
My name is Rohan, KJ6LXV. I'm from Silicon Valley, California, and I was a Dayton Youth Forum speaker in 2014. Carol Perry invited me to be on a youth panel at PacificCon in 2013. After this, she encouraged me to present some of my projects at local ham clubs, who were very supportive. One of these projects eventually led to me speaking about it at the 2014 Dayton Youth Forum. Carol later invited me to speak at RCA New York in 2014, RCA Bay Area in 2015, and IWCE Las Vegas in 2016. At all of these events, including Dayton, I had the honor and privilege of meeting intellectual people and highly influential people in the world of wireless communication. Currently, I'm a sophomore in high school. Whenever I have a break from school, I intern at robotics companies in Silicon Valley. I also did the cliche thing and started my own company, where I mostly do electronics consulting. All of these, except for school, allow me to work on really cool projects, and my experience in ham radio always comes in handy. Even though some people say ham is useless, ancient technology, it is a foundation on which the modern alternatives are built.
Welcome to the Dayton Youth Forum, and congratulations on the 30th anniversary. What an exciting event to be a part of. A special congratulations to Carol, and a thank you to her and her team who have put this on consistently for the last 30 years. What an important thing to do for ham radio. I'm Todd, W7TAO, and I had the pleasure of being a part of that, being a speaker almost 30 years ago in Dayton. That invitation really was life-changing for me. It launched my excitement, my passion for ham radio. Ham radio has done so much for me. It helped me get my first job. It was in electronics manufacturing, and my experience was soldering and knowledge of components and electronics gave me that job. I've enjoyed a long career now representing manufacturers. I now get to enjoy the fun of sharing ham radio with my kids. Three of my kids are licensed, starting at age 9, and we get to do many fun things together. Our favorite thing is Summits on the Air. We've also started in satellite contacts. We made our first satellite contact the other day, and we're having fun doing that.
You're listening to excerpts from a video celebrating the 30th anniversary of Carol Perry, WB2MGP's Youth Forum, held at the 2017 Dayton Hamvention. We'll conclude our final audio excerpt from that video, compiled by LA TV producer John Amadeo, NN6JA, after I remind you that these Rain Report podcasts can be heard anytime on therainreport.com and via shortwave radio on Saturday nights on WTWW 5085 kHz from Lebanon, Tennessee. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Rain Report from www.therainreport.com.
My name is Don Lafreniere, VA3DJL, more recently W8PSP, and I was a participant in Carol Perry's Youth Forum back in 1995.
Back in 1995, when I talked at the Youth Forum, I was living in Windsor, Ontario, and was a member of the Sun Parlor Retirees Amateur Radio Club at the age of 15 or so. And that was what my talk was about at the Youth Forum back in those days. What was so important to me was that, and what the Youth Forum provided for me was really the first opportunity to learn how to do public speaking, how to speak in front of a group, and to feel confident about myself, and to really be able to tell people stories. Fast forward now about 25 years, and I'm a professor of geography at Michigan Tech University, where naturally speaking in front of large groups of students is second nature to me. And I really want to say thank you to Carol for giving me that opportunity as a teenager so many years ago to build up that confidence and to really feel good about public speaking and really have an opportunity to translate my hobby into what becomes my future career. While a fantastic opportunity, something even more important happened to me all those years ago. I met my future wife, Erin, KD4YLR.
I was also at the Youth Forum in Dayton that Don presented at as an audience member. I recognized him from having talked to him briefly on local repeaters, but didn't know him very well. We met again that fall on packet radio. He had gotten a TNC for his birthday and was trying it out, and I was already a regular in the Detroit area packet scene, and so we started chatting. And after a few weeks, we decided to move over to FM, and we talked on 2 meters across Lake St. Clair almost every night for the next couple years. We became very good friends, and Don decided to come to Michigan for college so we could stay together, and shortly after that, we got married.
And magically, 18 years later, we have Clara and Simon and Peter.
Hi, my name is Peter. I'm N8PJL. I'm 12 years old and was licensed when I was 10. I'm a fourth generation ham. My great-grandpa was a ham, and my grandpa and grandma were hams.
My name is Kristen Lundy, KC0INX, and I want to start by saying how honored I am to be part of the 30th Dayton Youth Forum. Congratulations to all the presenters this year on the amazing opportunity you have here, and I want to wish all the youth of today's radio the best of luck in their future endeavors, both with radio and with life.
I was a presenter at the Youth Forum in 2000 when I was 12 years old. I spoke about the 14er event, which is a contest that takes place on the top of any of the 14,000-foot mountains in Colorado each August. Watch Watching my grandpa, uncle, and dad participate in this event is what got me interested in ham radio. And though I'm unable to participate in the 14er event now that I no longer live in Colorado, contesting is the main way I participate in ham radio today. My husband is in the Air Force, so we move every 3 to 4 years, which can make contesting difficult. But each November, no matter where we live, my dad, Mike, K2KR, and my mom, Carol, KC0MOM, bring the radio gear to some place near where we are living, or even to our backyard so we can compete in the November SSB sweepstakes. We have had the opportunity to work sweepstakes from a state park in West Texas 1 year, 2 years from a state park in Missouri, and now 3 years from our backyard in Nevada. Some years have been easier than others, but we have still managed to win first place in the multi-operator class in each section we have worked. I am so grateful for the opportunity I was given through Bark Jr. 17 years ago to come speak at Dayton and to gain experience with public speaking at such a large event. As a fifth grade teacher today, I speak regularly in front of not only my students, but also large groups of parents as well. I also have the amazing opportunity during my unit on the Civil War to go above my curriculum and teach my fifth graders about Morse code, which many of them know nothing about. Because of my experience in ham radio, I know more about Morse code than I would without this background. I also have the ability to share keyers with my students so they can experiment with spelling out their names or messages in Morse code on the different kinds of keyers. This unit is always a favorite of my students and that they remember fondly at the end of the year. With the passing of Ellie N0QCX this past year, I really came to realize the impact she had on everyone who knew her. From her days as both a school teacher and her time with the many youngsters who came through her doors for Bark Jr. She was a dedicated and caring leader, and my hope as a teacher is that I will have the same kind of lasting impact on my students as she had on everyone who knew her. 73KC0INX.
If anybody ever asks you, what's the point? You got a lot of points here. I especially love the one where the young couple met at the youth forum so that I could always say there's something here for everybody. But that was a great story.
And that concludes our audio excerpts from a 30th anniversary video compiled by LATV producer John Amadeo, NN6JA, celebrating the 30th year of Carol Perry, WB2MGP's Youth Forum, a most popular forum each year at the Dayton Hamvention. We did the best we could in editing out the incidental music heard throughout the commemorative video. The Rain Report is copyright 1990-2017 Rain. All rights are reserved. Now for Rain founder Hap Holly, KC9RP, I'm Will Rogers, K5WLR, bidding you very 73 from the Radio Amateur Information Network, archives of which can be found on therainreport.com, and this very podcast, along with Ham Nation and Amateur Radio Newsline, can be heard Saturday evenings beginning at 8 o'clock Central Time on WTWW Radio from Lebanon, Tennessee on 5085 kHz. That's 5085 kHz. Keep on hamming!